Episode 2381, What is the Soundtrack of Your Marriage?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. How is your weekend going so far? How are you feeling? Seriously, I really want to know where you are in your life. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going after what you're dreaming about? Well, today is Relationship Builders. And in order to live a vibrant life, we have to have a strong foundation in our marriage. So what is the soundtrack of your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. In life and marriage, there is lots and lots of noise, some good, some bad. But the question I have for you today is, what is a soundtrack of your marriage? And this is not something we think about, let alone talk about. And what I mean by soundtrack, yes, think about the music that used to play. Okay, I'm really dating myself. You'd put the cassette player in, the tape in, the cassette player, and you'd press play. And maybe 10 years later, you had the repeat button. Oh, I love that. When we finally got that, I was like, yes, it's awesome. Somehow it played forward and it could play backward, but it really didn't. Anyway, yes, that's for another episode. But it was fabulous. And you could just play it over and over and over again. And it became your favorite song. Think about your senior year of high school. Did you have a theme song for your senior class? We did. I look at our marriage and we forget that in our everyday activities, our everyday actions, our everyday attitudes, it all leads to a soundtrack that's played over and over and over again. And I want you to be consciously aware of the soundtrack in your marriage. So are you playing more or less of arguments? Loud, heavy banging, boisterous. Maybe it's more timid and shy, lack of confidence. You know, we just start walking on eggshells and we're just very quiet. Maybe you're playing a soundtrack that's demanding, shouting and forceful words. Maybe it's calm and relaxing, soothing and zen-like feeling. Maybe it's adventurous and pushy, always on the go. We got to go do something. We can't just sit back. We've got to be on the go. When you look at your marriage, what theme stands out to you? Think about the words that you use, the attitude that you exude. Think about the atmosphere. When someone comes into your presence, into your home, and if you want to look at your own individual presence, as in husband and wife, you and your spouse, do people feel anxious around you, or are they very just like, oh my gosh, this is just so great. I can just relax with you and I can let it all hang out and you don't judge me. Or is it like, okay, I got to watch what I say. I'm a little nervous. This is kind of weird. That's what I want you to look at. What theme jumps out at you when it comes to your marriage? And I want you to be honest with yourself because this isn't about right or wrong. It's not about good or bad. I want you to look at it from a factual point of view for right now. What keeps coming up every day? Is there tension all the time? Even when you're supposed to be having fun, is there tension? Part of building a strong foundation in your marriage, you've got to have something more that draws you together. And one thing I think we forget about is something that's vital in a marriage. Believe it or not, it's laughter. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put laughter in your everyday. You see, laughter draws you closer together and it melts away the mess of the day. That is truly a great soundtrack to have. Because number one, laughter, if you don't know already, that when you laugh, you remember things. And so it helps you embrace a memory and create one. Does that make sense? So when you're in the moment, you're living it out. And so you're all there. But after that moment has passed, it turns to a memory. Well, if there's laughter involved, believe it or not, you can actually remember it with greater detail. It sticks with you longer. I know, sounds crazy, but it's true. So laughter draws you closer together in so many different ways. It also, you know, it keeps things light. Life is not easy. I was given some news about a neighbor the last couple days, and it floored me. It literally took my breath away for a moment. And the first thing that came to mind was, how unfair is this? You see, I have a very good friend who unfortunately has to bury his daughter. That is not something I would ever wish for anybody, including my enemies. That is not right, and it shouldn't happen. And it brings question marks in my mind, right? We all have these question marks that come up. But I look at this incredible man and his incredible wife. They have built such a beautiful, strong relationship with each other. That yes, they're taking it as best as they know how. Because no one should ever be put in that position. But we're not promised easy in life. And one thing he told me, he said, you know what? She's no longer in pain anymore. She's smiling and she's free. And I said, yes, she is. And so they can celebrate that as husband and wife. They can celebrate it as mom and dad. But that didn't happen just overnight. It took work, years of work, years of figuring out what's going to be our soundtrack. And he told me, he said, you know what? My wife makes me laugh. Now, this is when I first met him. I hadn't met her yet. And she's an incredible woman. And it's one of those things where, you know, you just look at him, you're like, oh my gosh, there's just something special about this couple. If someone was looking in on your marriage, what would they say about your marriage? Would they say, oh man, have you heard what's going on in that marriage? Yeah, it's so loud. I want to wear my earplugs. I don't want to be around them. There's so much tension. You can cut it with a knife. Or is it something that's inviting, that draws you inward? You see, laughter does that. It breaks barriers. It opens opportunities. Because in reality, it does so much to our body, physically, emotionally, mentally, that it allows us to look at life a little bit differently. So put laughter in your everyday. Number one, go along. Go with the flow. Don't become too rigid. Find the funny in the middle of the mess. Just go along with it. It's all right. You know, yesterday it was funny. As I'm thinking about it now, it was a beautiful day. It was kind of hot and I was running errands and I was finishing unloading the car of groceries. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was like the only place this drop of water could drop was right on me and it hit my face so hard. It startled me. Nothing else was dropping. And all of a sudden it was just this little, it lasted, I kid you not, no more than like 35 seconds, if that. It was the lightest bit of rain. But there was one drop that came down so hard. And it was like, boom. And I mean, it felt like I got smacked in the face. Now I really didn't, but I had to laugh. And it was hot outside and I was undoing the groceries and I'd been out doing those errands that, you know, you really don't always want to do. It wasn't like it was fun shopping. It was like, I have to do shopping. You got to go to the big box stores and you got to take care of all the craziness with all the traffic and all the people. And you're like, I just want to go home. And so I was ready to be done. But in that moment, I was like, oh my goodness. And I just started laughing. I was like, this is great. This is awesome. And then It went away. It put a smile on my face. Sometimes you just have to go along. You can't control everything, so just go along. Number two, get along. Pick your battles. You do not always want to force an argument or disagreement. And you know if you do. Or you know certain circumstances that you're like, yep, I like to push the envelope on that one. I'm all in. Really? Do you really need to be? Plus, you don't always have to be right. Just have fun. Find some fun in it. Remember the dating days. Go along, get along. And finally, number three, play along. It's time to put playtime and flirting back into your day. What does that look like for you? Find it. Revive it. And say, you know what? This is what I want in my marriage. I want something awesome. I want to feel alive. Laughter allows you to feel alive. So let laughter become the resounding soundtrack in your marriage. This will make the best of days even better. So don't wait. Don't sit there and say, oh, I'm just going to wait till we're both on the same page. You know what? You're two unique individuals. You're not always going to be on the same page. In fact, most of the time, you're not going to be. You're going to be opposites. Why? Because opposites attract. And you're going to disagree, and that's okay. But you can compromise, and you can have fun while you do it all. So look for the silly things in life. Look for the fun. Be playful. Smile more than you complain. Allow laughter to infuse joy in your everyday, especially in your marriage. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.